This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our National Milk Report, we visit with Teresa Sweeney Murphy, the Senior Director of Communications and Outreach with the National Milk Producers Federation, where young dairy farmers have been visiting our nation's capital to visit with members of Congress. Teresa, thanks for joining us. Share with us what this visit was all about.
Yes, sure. So we had about 50 dairy farmers from across the U.S. representing 14 states and 10 member cooperatives. They came out to Washington, D.C. to learn a little bit about NMPF and our policy priorities and a history of the organization and why their voices are so important to be heard on Capitol Hill. And the two-day event concluded with a visit to Capitol Hill, and all of the participants met with their members of Congress. So they talked about dairy labeling issues, they talked about the Farm Bill, and they talked about some of our trade priorities.
And the YC program through National Milk Young Cooperators has been around a while now. Can you share more about the program?
Sure, yeah. It's been around for over 70 years. It is a leadership development program for younger dairy farmers. So our age range is typically between 25 and 45. So we have virtual programming throughout the year. We host webinars on a monthly basis. And then we have three in-person events. We have this one, which is very much focused on dairy policy, and then it ties into our fly-in. And then in the fall, we have an event at World Dairy Expo. So a lot of our Upper Midwest members attend that event, and this year we'll be hosting a session for both the junior and the senior generation to talk about intergenerational communications and transition planning. And then we have an event in the fall later that month. It'll be held in Phoenix, Arizona this year. It's our Leadership and Development Program. And that one is more focused on developing leadership skills, management skills, and whatever the issue du jour is. So this year, I think that we'll be focusing a lot on exports because we'll be in Phoenix, and exports and the international markets are so important to that region, as well as water scarcity, resource scarcity issues. So that will be our focus this fall. So it's three in-person events every year, and it's supplemented by virtual programming every month. So we reach about 800 dairy farmers every year.
It's nice to hear that 45 years of age is young, the new young, I suppose, these days.
Yes, and we don't card anybody. So, you know, we'll have families, and sometimes they're not able to leave the farm very easily until their kids are a little bit older. So we're trying to reach as many dairy farmers as we can and developing them for leadership roles within this industry.
You mentioned the fly-in where dairy farmers fly in and meet with congressional members on Capitol Hill. And a big year this year because of the Farm Bill. Was that discussed at all?
Yes, we did. That was our top topic. I chaperoned the Oregon group, and we talked about how important getting a Farm Bill done as soon as possible is. We emphasize the importance of the dairy margin coverage program and the continuation of that program, as well as other risk management programs. The Senate framework and the draft House bill both have that in it, so that's really a critical piece, but we are grateful for the support that we have from Congress on that issue. And then we also talked a little bit about some of our nutrition and sustainability. So we seem to be in pretty good shape. There's a lot of similarities for all of the dairy things between the two bills. And so we are just pushing for it to be passed as soon as possible. So hopefully sometime this year.
You know, flying in and getting personal face-to-face time is so important.
Yes, yes. It's really important for the producers to be able to make the trip out here and see kind of how things work instead of reading it all. It's a big difference to be here and to see how it all works and to meet with the members and to meet with the staff than it is just to send an email or make a comment on a social media post, for sure.
Well, thank you for the time today, Teresa. That's Teresa Sweeney Murphy, the Senior Director of Communications and Outreach with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more about the YC program at nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.